The Gemara says on the bottom of Daf Ches Amud Aleph that if one does not have offer to be mechas and yontov, he's not allowed a shecht. It's really mavur like this in the Mishnah as well, but the Gemara speaks it out beferish. It says, If you don't have offer to be mechas, then you're not allowed a shecht. Why not? Because if you shecht and you don't have offer, you're putting yourself in a matzav where you have a mitzvah of kisrin, you can't be mechas that mitzvah. So you can't put yourself in a matzah where you're going to be mevatel a mitzvah sase. And this is paskin of Shulchan Aruch and Yodah Sim Nechavches, really anytime, even during the week. Misha ain't lo offer l'chasas lo yishchot. If you don't have offer to do kisei, then don't shecht, because you can't put yourself in a matzah where you're going to have a mitzvah sase, and you're going to have to be mevatel it. That's what's mevur from the Gemara in the Shulchan Aruch. But comes along B'Shalom Eger, and B'Shalom Eger asks a Gvalik Akasha. It's in the Gilyan Maharsha and Shulchan Aruch over there. He says, we know there's a famous Shita Samardachai that if a person has a beged of Daled Kanfes on Shabbos and he doesn't have chutim, he doesn't have tzitzis to put on it, afal pichin, the Mardachai says, you're allowed to wear the beged. Ah, you're being mevatel the mitzvah of tzitzis. So he says it's not a problem because the mitzvah of tzitzis is not a lav. The Torah doesn't say don't wear a beged without tzitzis on it. It's an asay. If you have a beged of Daled Kanfes, you're mechuy, you have a mitzvah asay to put the tzitzis on. So he says, you can wear the bag, and now you're an anus. You don't have the chutim, it's Shabbos, you can't put it on. So you're an anus on the mitzvah saseh, so you're not doing anything wrong. I'm wearing a bag, and I can't do the mitzvah because I'm an anus. So there's nothing wrong with putting yourself in a matzah where you're mevatel a mitzvah saseh, but anus, because it's not my fault. I'm pater, anus achmana patre. So fact of Shamal Eger, imken over here, by kisei, should be the same thing. I should be lata shecht. Once I shecht, I have a mitzvah of kisei, but I'm an anus because I don't have offer, because it's yamtiv. So I should be able to put myself in a matzav where I become mechayiv in a mitzvah, and I can't do it because I'm an anus. What's the chiluk between being mevatel the mitzvah of kisei ba'aynas and being mevatel the mitzvah of tzitzis ba'aynas? That's the kasha of Shlomo Eger. I thought that perhaps you could be miyashav like this. Maybe there's a fundamental chiluk between the mitzvah of kisei and the mitzvah of tzitzis. When it comes to the mitzvah of tzitzis, there's nothing wrong with the beged not having chutim on it. The Torah wants us to have chutim in our beged. That's the mitzvah. The mitzvah is we should have chutim in our beged. In order to have chutim, you have a tanai. The tanai is you need a beged of dal kanfes. But that's the davar hanirtza, is you should have chutim on your beged. And therefore, if you have the beged and you don't have chutim, you're an anus, so you're not doing anything wrong, because it's true I'm not being mekayem the mitzvah of tzitzis, but if I don't wear the beged at all, I'm also not being mekayem the mitzvah of tzitzis. So I'm no worse off by wearing the beged and not having the chutim because I'm an anus, or not wearing it at all. Either way, I'm not being mekayem mitzvah of tzitzis, and the fact that I have a beged of dal kanfes and I'm not doing the mitzvah, that's not a problem because I'm an anus. But when it comes to the mitzvah of kisei dam, it's different. When you have dam, which is megula, there's something wrong with that. The Torah does not want dam to be around and not be mechusa. The Torah wants all the dam l'shchita to be covered up. And if the dam is not covered, that's a gnai. That's keneged the ratzon Hashem. It's keneged the ratzon HaTorah. So to go ahead and put yourself in a matzav where you're going to shecht and then you're going to have the dam and it will be megula, it won't be mechusa, that's the wrong thing to do, because you're going to create a matzav where now the dam being megula is keneged the ratzon HaTorah. That's not what the Torah wants. Even though you're an anus, but l'maisi created a situation where the dam is uncovered, and that's not what the Torah wants. But when it comes to tzitzis, it's not that the Torah doesn't want to beg and not to have dal chutim. The Torah wants you to have the dal chutim on your beged and be mekayim the mitzvah. It's just a shail of kima mitzvah, and being that I'm an anus, so I'm no worse off than by having the beged and not having the beged. Either way, I don't get the kiyam mitzvah because I don't have the chutim, so there's nothing wrong with putting on the beged and not having the chutim. I'm an anus on the chutim, and there's no gnai be'etzim in the beged without the chutim. But when it comes to dam, where the Torah wants the dam to be mechusa and not megula, to put yourself in a matzah where you're going to have dam that can't be mechusa because I don't have the offer, that is keneged the ratzon Hashem, and therefore the din is you're not allowed a shecht unless you have offer.